I'm here to tell you a little bit about my life story. My first question for you, a rhetorical question, have you ever learned something that has changed your whole direction in life? Have you ever experienced something that changed every detail of your life? I grew up as a pretty normal kid in Sydney. I lived in the suburbs with mum and dad, and I had my three brothers there. I went to school, I got good grades, I had some decent friends, and I was rather uncoordinated at sport, unfortunately. I hear this is a sport capital, so I wouldn't fit in here, I don't think. From the age of four, I went to church. I learned lots of stories about Jesus, and I spent years hearing how Jesus died to save me, and then he rose again from the dead. I learned how he healed the sick people, and that he was loving and sometimes quite stern with people. But did I really hear what the Bible was saying? Between that time and now, along the way, I became a Christian and I realized that all those stories that I had learned, they were true. During this time, I knew that the Bible was important. I loved hearing about the Bible. I loved reading the Bible. I loved talking to other people about the Bible. And I thought I understood God and Jesus and the Bible. I thought I was letting God's word speak for itself into my life. And this went on for a couple of years. One week in year 11, my youth group leader challenged me about who Jesus really was. I went from thinking that Jesus was a guy who died to save me to knowing that Jesus was the creator of this universe. Jesus was the guy who lived a perfect life and who didn't deserve the excruciating suffering that he went through when he was crucified. He was the guy who, instead of me being punished, he took the punishment from God for the things that I had done. Jesus, who beat death, came back to life. These are the things that I learned. And this rocked my world. I had made up a plastic fake Jesus in my mind. This plastic Jesus gave me what I wanted and didn't really challenge me that much. This plastic Jesus was not real. Instead of letting the Bible speak into my life and tell me who the real Jesus is, I listened to myself and to others. But all of this I learned from the Bible. When I read these words in Romans 10, it says this: faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. I learn about these things from the Bible. The Jesus who is real and not plastic and not fake, we meet in the Bible. From then on, the word of Christ had the final say for anything that I believed in. When I read the Bible and heard it preached, I grew. Instead of picking a single verse and deciding what it meant for me, I would spend time on passages, and God showed me what I'd been missing out on. I believed many wrong things in the past, and he taught me many new and amazing things in his word. The Bible was important to me, but not important enough. And my challenge to everyone in this room is to treat the Bible the way it should be treated, as the powerful word of God himself. The place where we go to hear God speak and to meet the real Jesus. If you haven't read the Bible, meet Jesus by reading the Bible. If you have read the Bible, keep reading, keep understanding. You will meet Jesus there. Why don't I pray? Dear God, we thank you so much for giving us the Bible. And we thank you that you have made yourself very clear to us. And we pray that you would help us to read it and to understand you. And if we have hard time understanding, help us to keep reading and to keep trying to understand you. Amen.